This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 3rd. Okay, folks, the stock market's trying to consolidate here a bit. It's mostly due to strong economic news. So let me just update you. The ADP report, which is private payrolls, came out. It was 122,000. That's the strongest in 16 months. And that means the Friday pay report could be also very strong. And hiring is definitely broadening out according to ADP. And they're the ones that do the payroll processing, so they should know. We also today had a very good ISM service sector report. Now, this has obviously been expanding for a long time. But we have 17 of the 18 service industries improving, up from just 14 in April. So that's a big improvement. There's a inventory component that surged, which means the backlogs for services is growing. Earlier in the week, we had ISM manufacturing. That was also very good. It was basically the fifth consecutive month it's gone up, and fully 16 of the 17 industries that ISM surveyed report an expansion. So, again, whether it's the manufacturing survey or the service survey, all but one industry is improving. So we are on the verge of this 5 to 6% GDP growth that that I've been predicting. I'm at 5. I said that on Fox Business in mid-December. Howard Lutnick said 6. I talked to Howard about it. I think we will hit 6 in the third quarter. Where's the GDP growth coming? Well, obviously, we've got the robust economic news. We got improving consumer spending. We have the wealth effect from the stock market. That's definitely going to be trickling down. And then also, you have the record energy exports. Now, here's the status with the situation with us in Iran. We're in an economic war now. We're not in a military war. I realize when they fire on us, we got to go take out the missile targets and tit-for-tat skirmishes. But it's very clear that Trump doesn't want to escalate the war. All he wants to do is to choke them off economically. The IRGC in Iran basically extorts money from its economy. They're run the same way as the Cuban economy is. So if you have a good business in Cuba, you get visited by the military, now you work for the military. So basically, all we're trying to do is free up the people from being extorted, okay? And we actually made an offer to Cuba. We flew the CIA director over there and says, hey, we got $100 million for you as soon as you change the ways. And then Marco Rubio did a great video explaining to the Cuban people how they're very successful unless they live in Cuba. So, because Raul Castro has an entity, extorting money from you. So this is very interesting. I'm not a foreign policy expert, but it's pretty obvious what we're doing. And we're food and energy independent. I realize food prices are up because of fertilizer. I realize energy prices are up. But, oil did fall quite a bit in May. And it's going to fall in after Labor Day when demand drops. So there's a lot of good things happening, okay? And so it's time to be happy, okay? And I actually did a video for Market Insider. That's an Epic Times show with Simic. He's a great great host. I commented at the end that you just got to be happy. You know, there's a lot of people that are just upset, okay? And you shouldn't be upset, okay? You should grow and prosper. This is America. This is what we're all about. And, if you watch the wrong media, you might be upset, okay? I forced myself to read the British media, and it is horrible. They say about America is horrific, okay? And, this is from a country where half their citizens can't even pay their electric bill without subsidies. So, I just don't think we should run around being unhappy. So, the FOMO trade, the fear of missing out trade, is definitely underway. The reason there's a FOMO trade is Ed Yardini, my favorite economist, did point out today that we're 97% through earnings announcement season, and so far the S&P earnings are up 29.3%. Now, that's obviously incredible. And fully 8 of the 11 S&P sectors have announced double-digit earnings increases. That's incredible. Now, Micron Technology has hasn't announced yet, but their earnings are supposed to be up 909.6%. Their sales are supposed to be up 263.7%. So these numbers are going to get lifted higher after Micron announces. It's a trillion-dollar company. It's a big, big part of our economy. So I need you to pinch yourself. You're not dreaming. This is real. And, you know, we briefly hit being up 40% for the year. We're consolidating a little now. But we got another 30 to 40% to go, folks. Compounded, that means we're going to be up 100, okay? And I want you to know, when I say these things, I'm not exaggerating. My average earnings growth is over 100% right now. So my average sales growth is over 28%. So you just can't have this good news and have the stocks go down. The other big development this week is you might have known that I don't have the best relationship with short sellers. I call them nasty names, and I think they're horrible people. And there was this outfit called Citron Research. They've been shut down. But they, you know, they're the ones who originally attacked Supermicro Computer. They also attacked Sezzle. I didn't sell either of those stocks. And the reason I didn't sell them, there were no analyst cuts. So when a short seller comes out and alleges something, he's doing it for a short-term trading opportunity. Now, the guy that runs Citron, he just got convicted. He's facing 20 years in jail. He's going to appeal, but he just got convicted for manipulating markets through social media and things. So we're not here to manipulate anything. We're here just to get you rich, okay? We're here to data mine, find the stocks with the strongest institutional buying pressure. That's our quantitative research. Then go in and make sure that they rank well in our eight-factor fundamental model, stack the odds in our favor, and just let everything happen. Now, I just updated our backtesting of Stock Grader, and it looks like the market's broadening out. The top 20% are okay, but the top 10% are still even more impressive. So, folks, a lot of the strong performance this year is we're just locked into where money's flowing, and the market's still narrow. It's broadening out. You know, we have doubled down on our AI bets and bought more stocks recently. Google would be one. Advanced Micro Devices would be another. So we are, you know, broadening out our AI investments, but we got a 3-year order backlog on data centers and AI, and it's just unbelievable. So, and I'm still in the camp where I expect NVIDIA to be $300 by the end of the year and $500 by the end of the decade. I'm sure I'm going to have to raise that target, the $500 by the end of the decade. But, wow, you're in an incredible environment. I also had an interesting question about when is the deficit going to blow everything up? And my answer was it already did blow things up. When Janet Yellen was our Treasury Secretary, she lost control of the Treasury yield curve. It got inverted. And if you bought long-term Treasuries at the wrong time in like March of 2020, you're down 50% now. Okay. Scott Bessent saved us. We have a normal yield curve. It has a positive slope. So the deficit isn't an issue now. The record tax revenue the government they're going to be collecting from this economic boom we're in is going to be unbelievable. So, folks, it's time to grow and prosper, okay? We're the leader in the world. Everybody wants to prosper, has to hitch a ride to America. Even China has to. That's why Trump went over there and did all these deals for American companies. You know, it was a Chamber of Commerce trip to China is what it was. And it's just time to enjoy. Now, June is the annual Russell realignment, although they'll have one in November as well this year. They've already started to release the list. They update them every Friday of the additions and to the Russell 1000 and 2000 indices. A lot of our stocks are being added to these indices. And the actual change is Monday, June 29th, although the final list will be out Friday on June 26th after the close. So we're going to benefit from that. So, again, I want you to be happy. I don't want you to worry. I got more upward analyst revisions lately. We're going to go into the next earnings season locked and loaded too. But this is a very, very special time, and I just want you to hang on and enjoy the ride. Every dip is a buying opportunity in our A-rated stocks. So I hope you're having fun. I know I am. And enjoy, everybody. This is a wonderful time to be an investor. Best in 30 years. Take care.